In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Please be seated. Jesus uses common essential objects, salt, light, lamps, to illustrate the path of discipleship. Salt and light are the most effective when they do not draw attention to themselves. Salt should flavor but not overpower a meal, and light should illuminate for the sake of its surroundings. Similarly, to be a disciple is to focus not on ourselves, but on Christ crucified. Our actions are not about self-glory, but about the glory of God. Light and salt, they're so common that they can easily be taken for granted. But they're also impossible to miss, like the city on a hill. This metaphor of salt and light symbolizes the work of communal care described in Isaiah's reading today and in the psalm. This essential and often understated work is the path of true discipleship, and it promises true transformation in ourselves and in our communities. Well, here's a story from a long time ago that's proven surprisingly durable. It recounts a single action that sparkles with the inward flavor of the infinite. I love that, the inward flavor of the infinite. In the 4th century of the common contemporary era, a young man named Martin was serving the Roman army near what is now the French city of Amiens. On a bitterly cold winter night, he encountered a beggar pleading for help near the city gate. All the other passerbys ignored him, but Martin wanted to help. What could he do? He didn't have any money, he had no food, and he didn't have shelter even to offer this man. So he took off his big army cloak, and with his sword he cut it in two and gave one part to the beggar and kept the other part for himself. Well, something else happened that night. Martin had a dream. It was a big dream, one of the sort that most of us rarely, if ever, have at all. And in that dream, Jesus appeared with angels. And they asked where he'd received half of the cloak he was wearing. And Jesus replied that Martin had given it to him. The young soldier had responded in this costly way to what Jesus says in the last judgment of Matthew's gospel. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. At that time, Martin was a catechumen, engaged in the long and demanding process leading up to his baptism. Eventually, he was baptized and later became a monk. He founded the first monastery in Gaul, which became an important center for Christianity. And before his death in 397, Martin served many years as a bishop of the Tours in the Loire Valley of what now is called France. Martin's life is very well documented, and his witness is honored throughout the churches. The Episcopal Church keeps the feast of Martin of Tours on November 11th. Churches throughout the world are named for him, including Anglican and Episcopal parishes in London, Philadelphia, Houston, and many other places, including the church that I visit when I'm in Charlotte visiting my daughter, St. Martin's. Of all that can be said about him, what is most securely lodged in the memory of the church about him is how he helped someone in desperate need by splitting his own cloak in half. Why? Because the story shows so clearly the discipleship of Martin, even though at that point he was still awaiting baptism. We have in the story of Martin the inward flavor of the infinite and a saltiness that remains forever. What I noticed in the readings this morning is that Isaiah is calling us to be salt and light. Jesus didn't say that. Jesus said to his disciples, You are the salt and the light. You don't have to earn it. You just use what it is in that infinite inward flavor of yours. Artwork from many places and many centuries depict the encounter between Martin and this beggar. Besides numerous icons, painting, and statues, there's even a German Christmas stamp of 1984 that shows Martin on horseback, his sword in hand, and the naked beggar receiving half of the cloak. Talking to salt is a strange thing. Pablo Neruda did it in one of his odes. Jesus did it on the Sermon on the Mount. And Martin heard himself addressed as salt in the pleading of the beggar. God still talks to salt when we pray and find ourselves spoken to. Perhaps you know what it's like to be addressed as salt, invisible grains that manifest the inward flavor of the infinite. Perhaps you will be addressed as salt in the days ahead, for certainly our world stands in need of that inward flavor of the infinite, available through the salt of discipleship. Whatever circumstances that you are summoned to, do not close your heart, for the world waits for only what you can provide. And now to God, whose power at work in us can do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, world without end. Amen.
Amen.